That was a real professional slow fade, I thought. I mean, compliments all around. We doing a little breathing from the diaphragm? Don't forget to pull that pelvic floor.
Girl, I'm always pulling in that pelvic floor.
You have to.
Keep that tight.
We're of a certain age.
Keep it tight.
What's up? 6 p.m. Friday.
Did you see this?
We have a little string.
Is there scissors in here?
Probably.
Can I get some scissors so I can cut the string out of my crotch?
I actually don't see any.
That's messed up.
Do you want me to get my pocket knife?
No, I do not want you to get anywhere near my crotch with a pocket knife.
You sure it's only a little rusty?
My crotch or your knife? Yeah!
Starting off strong!
Jinx! That's how we roll. What's up, everyone? It's 6:05 p.m., home of the rusty crotches. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. I'm Frankry.
Queen.
Rusty crotch.
Ooh. Queen?
Yeah. Do you want to be king?
No.
Princess?
None of them.
Squire?
I don't want to be any of them.
But what's your name,
though? Michelle.
Michelle?
Yeah, that's right. Here every Friday night to delight. So?
I'm pumped.
I ate so many eggs this week.
That's so gross.
Might be, like, illegal.
How many did you have?
In the past 3 days, I've had 9 eggs.
That's not good for you to have that much, like, egg yolk?
I've been craving them.
Isn't it not good for you to have that much egg yolk?
I ate 3 fried eggs last night at 2 in the morning.
Isn't there a reason people have egg whites?
Then I ate 3 the day before.
Is it hot in here?
Then I ate 3 today. No, it's not hot.
People think that was a tampon joke.
People are... I could see that, actually. I was going to say people are so dumb.
That's not what I meant. They just don't get us. I actually have a string hanging off of my pants right in the middle of the crotch area.
You said crotch a lot.
I Snapchatted it.
You are on Snapchat.
I'm obsessed.
That's the big news.
It's kind of fun. You can make like a narrative.
Do you have to like see all your ex-boyfriends on there all the time?
No, you only put on whoever you want to see. And it's less like political, like there's no comments or anything.
Maybe I'll join Snapchat.
It's really weird. It's really weird.
Should I try it or is it for the kids?
I thought it was for the kids, but I'm having kind of fun. Like I have a whole plan for a narrative I'm going to make.
What? You're creating content?
I'm a content creator.
Really?
I'm telling stories. I'm a storyteller.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're
I'm going to put a whole
creator.
Narrative about how I'm going to murder all the mice in my house. Tonight I'm going
to
set up the
that.
Traps. I don't care.
No, I said I would want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm so excited.
And why'd you say I don't care?
Oh, I thought you said I wouldn't.
Oh.
I'm so pumped.
That sounds super fun.
I know. I'm excited. I'm going to start tonight.
Well, maybe I'll join. What's your handle?
Frangry Official.
Is there someone who's...
Yes. Actually, someone already had Frangry. I don't know who. I don't know why. I haven't looked it up yet to see who it is.
What other names did you toss around before coming up with Frangry Official?
Well,
and is it dash underscore?
No, there wasn't enough characters. I wanted it to be. It's one word, Frangry Official. I wanted an underscore, but I couldn't fit it.
Oh, my God.
What other names did I toss around? Other than Frangry Official, it was Frangry underscore WFMU.
Well, why didn't you go with that?
Because, I don't know, I might not be here for the rest of my life, but I'll be on Snapchat forever.
I think WFMU will be along. I think.
I just thought it was funny because celebrities always put official.
Right.
So I thought it was funny to do it because someone already had. Who the hell has Frangry?
Did
don't
you
know.
Find out?
No, I haven't looked yet, but we can look after. Anyway.
Do you think there's a Lady Hawkwind already?
I don't know, baby. You better get on it. You better at least get the name before someone else does.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not going to use it, you know? I learned my lesson here.
You're right. I need to buy up those URLs.
I learned my lesson. We're celebrities.
Never again.
Better get all them domain names.
I wish I was that person who bought up all the celebrity domain names and then
just sat on them.
And then sold them back when the celebrities realized that they wanted them.
That's a smart person.
My ex-boyfriend had a friend who claimed to be a Y2K expert, and he would say he would Y2K proof your computer, and these companies paid him thousands and thousands of dollars to go into their company and like Y2K proof their
Did he do anything
situation.
At all?
I have no idea. But it was like a scam. I mean, he made so much money.
He's kind of a scumbag, but he's very smart.
Yeah. It was corporations. It wasn't like grandmas. What's that Western belt?
I like just it. Got it. It's cool, right?
People are telling Fringy that she looks like Jonathan Richman today.
He's the singer. Is he the singer? The guitarist?
Of what?
A band called the Modern Lovers. The Modern Lovers. I learned that today.
You know that song, Pablo Picasso?
I don't think I know it.
You definitely know it. It's annoying. I'm not a big Jonathan Richman fan. Scott Williams? Big Jonathan Richman. You can join our comments community at WFMU.org, and we are about to open our phone lines. What is our topic today?
What would you name your death metal band?
Do they have to do anything else? Like, and we would dress like this, or and our guitar riff would sound like this. Something, right?
I mean, yes, now they do.
You and I
prefer the calls that are more thought out, yes.
High concept.
That would be nice.
But a good name is a good name, I guess.
Right.
Maybe they have to say it in a metal voice. I wish I knew how to work the freaking voice modulator.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your death metal band? You can also join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
That was helpful. This beer has a lot of bubbles.
What beer?
The beer I drank upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I look smoking today, by the way.
I look like Jonathan Richman.
It's a compliment. Like a cute indie guy.
I was walking down the street today and some guy said, "You're hot." And I said, "You're not."
It's messed up.
What? He was disgusting. And who says that to someone?
At like every other man.
And he was like such a douchebag. Am I allowed to say
that? I'm sorry that happened.
I thought it was really funny that I quickly said, "You're not."
And then what'd he do?
I don't know. I just kept moving. I didn't turn around to look and see what his reaction was. But I bet he felt real stupid in front of his friend.
Should have.
201-209-9368. What would you name your death metal band? I don't answer the phones until it's all lit up, so whoever's waiting, we need two more calls. 201-209-9368. Cliff says Frangry. Could already be a metal band name.
Could be. Is it metal or death metal?
What's the difference?
A lot.
Whatever. One more.
Christian metal.
Ooh, I love Christian metal. I think I'm going to become a born-again virgin.
That's a good idea.
I think so too, right?
Yeah.
I thought you were kind of going to make fun of me a little bit.
Why?
I don't know, because it's weird.
I don't think it's weird. I pretty much am a born-again virgin.
Not really.
Kind of.
Not really.
Kind of.
Okay, but kind of is not the same thing as
kind being... Kind of. Close enough.
Like, I'm thinking I might actually become one.
How do you actually become one?
Like, I really won't have sex again until I'm married.
Oh. Same. Well, I don't want to get married, but I don't want to have sex until I'm in love.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls, it's me. Thanks for the lovely package I got in the mail today. My only complaint is you should have written the letter in a hot pink highlighter and dotted the I's with hearts.
Next time, Aaron.
Aaron, honestly, you shouldn't have any complaints at all. Highlighter.
Hearts.
We did spray perfume on it.
Did we?
No.
I like to complain.
Same.
Turn your radio down.
So my death metal band name is Electric Yanny Boat. Isn't that the greatest name like ever?
Like ever, like yes. Ever. I can't deal with hearing my own voice through the thing.
It's hard.
Do you like it, Michelle?
What is the band name?
Born Again Virgin.
All right, Aaron. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's
it
going?
None of these are funny.
Uh-oh. Hey, how's it going?
This is Joe from Maplewood.
Hi, Joe.
So I have a death metal band for you guys, or band name.
Okay.
Back in 2001, my buddy Marm and I wanted to start this band since then. And it's called Disembowelment.
What?
Disemboweled Movement.
That's good.
That's almost funny.
Yeah, none of these are funny.
It was almost funny. Let's give it a chance.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
I feel like none of these are going to make me laugh.
Why?
Because I've read a lot of them so far, and not one has made me laugh.
Why did you think it was going to be funny?
I don't know. Maybe I was wrong. Did you think it was going to be funny?
I thought it would be fun.
Oh, but not funny.
Maybe not funny.
Oh.
But
I guess
fun.
Then I guess I'm just wondering what is it, or what are we looking for if it's not going to be funny? Because personally, I like to laugh.
Mm.
I mean, it's one of my favorite things to do. That and sleeping. Right?
What are we going to do then? Should we give it a couple more minutes and see how it goes?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, hi. I have a name for your death metal band.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's Annoying Millennial DJ.
Are you referring to us?
Yes!
But we're not we're not millennials.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, you just sound like it.
Yeah.
You might be caught in the middle.
Generation X.
We're old.
I'm probably older and I'm probably grumpier, and I've been driving around the city trying to get out of the city for the last 2 hours, so I'm sorry if I called.
So you thought it would be funny to call and insult us?
Yeah, so I was just venting. I was singling you out because you're right in my...
Because we're easy targets for you right now. I get it.
I'll accept your apology.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I understand. We're not mad at you. We can take it.
You guys are really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Total
180. Good luck with the name.
Thanks, pal.
Game, and also good luck with the Born Again Virginity.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, take care.
Have a good drive. Stay safe.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
And that's how you turn a listener who hates you around. If only I could do that with my boyfriends. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your death metal band? Spliff Personality. Hold on, this is from Kevlicky. It's a death metal reggae band.
That's pretty good.
Just not knowing what they should play because we're stoned. He should have just ended it after death metal reggae band. Right?
Yeah, but it's okay. It's Kevlicky.
That was good Kevlicky.
Anything else funny up there?
Nope.
So you like puns?
I mean, duh.
Yeah.
Well, I like concepts. See, he knew what they sounded like and he made a name.
Right.
Reflecting that sound.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Ken's show on Wednesday?
No, why would he do?
I just like the way he says nasty bits.
With his lisp? Nasty bit?
No, but he says like it in an accent.
Oh, he does? Yeah. Why is he still talking about that show?
He's really funny. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell us about your death metal band. What's up? Why are you shaking your head?
They're calling me Frangles.
But you like Frangles.
I should have taken Frangles as my Snapchat name.
Yeah, you should have.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi. Okay. I know it's scary, but we're actually nice people.
Very nice.
As you saw when that guy called to insult us, and we killed him with kindness. Do you think I look fat in these jeans? I kind of look like J-Lo.
Let me see. J-Lo's not fat.
But you know what I mean.
Like, does your ass look big? I don't know why you think you have a big bottom, because you don't.
Yes, I do.
I don't think you do.
I'm going to kill those mice tonight.
There's more than one now?
I'm assuming there's more than one, unless it's the same jerk.
How big is it?
Listen, let me tell you what he did. He came dangerously close to touching my foot. I mean, I was like on the couch.
In the kitchen?
I was on the couch, chilling. All the lights were on. I left hummus on the counter for maybe 20 minutes. And I'm sitting there on my computer and I see something. I'm like, was that? Nah, that wasn't. He wouldn't do that to me. He wouldn't do me like that, right? I let him live, okay? He wouldn't do me like that. So I keep doing it.
Were you laying down or your feet were on the floor?
I'm sitting on the couch and I thought I saw him come this way. Nah, he wouldn't do that. On my rug. Like under my coffee table, under the couch.
Your feet were on the floor or not
yes,
on the floor?
On the floor. And I'm like, nah, that wasn't him. So I get back on my computer, and then I see him. He runs out from under the couch, and I scream, oh, hell no. And he screams to the kitchen, and I was like, uh-uh.
Mm-mm. Did he get the hummus?
No, he was too scared. I screamed, this is war! I screamed at him, and he ran under the fridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I immediately got on Amazon. And ordered the covered mouse traps. 5 of them.
The houses where they run in and they can't get out?
Uh-huh. That way I don't That way I don't have to see the body. I don't have to clean it up. I don't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm ready. Oh. He's a goner.
What are you going to put
in? He took it too far.
What are you going to put inside
butter.
There?
Peanut butter. He took it too far.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. I let him live. I was nice. I saw him once. I let him live.
Maybe he thinks you guys
can
be
friends.
I saw him twice.
I was like, all right, I'll put some poison. We're not friends.
What happened with the glue traps?
No, I couldn't deal. I threw them away.
Those are terrible.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. These are the snap ones, so he'll die immediately, and they're covered, so I won't see him. I'll just see his little tail. But I can handle that, I think.
Who's going to get rid of it for you?
Well, you'd pick up the whole thing and throw it in the trash.
You're going to do it.
You pick up the whole container.
I don't know if maybe you don't want to do it.
I thought I would. Am I not going to be able to do it tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know what you're like.
I mean, will I feel bad? No. At this point, no, I will not feel bad.
You might feel bad.
But I'll be grossed out.
You will be grossed out.
But I won't be able to see him.
You think you're going to catch him tonight, really?
Yeah. He's ready. It's like the minute I have food out, he comes in. Like, hey, what's up? Lights on. It wasn't even, like, past 8 o'clock.
Yeah, he has no respect for you at this point.
That's what I'm saying.
He's probably, like, watching your cable right now.
Yeah, like, he's probably chilling. Like, he's looking through everything.
Yeah, he's, like, looking through your stuff.
Yeah. He's having a good time. He's living the life.
Yeah.
Not for long.
201-209-9368. These are so
bad. Shoot. That's the name of a death metal. Shoot. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
So, if I had a metal band, I...
He can say that.
No.
Yeah, it's like the animal.
Yeah, like the chicken.
Right. See?
Okay. I don't think you can call it that.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Cock like the animal. Fight.
Okay, good one.
Thanks.
That's a good one. What's your name?
I'm Ben.
All right, have a good one.
You too, guys.
I can say rooster, I can say cat, I can say kitten.
But the context was questionable.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio?
Oh, boy. Yes.
You are.
Wow, this is so exciting.
Thanks.
Is this the Frangry and Michelle Frangry show and Michelle?
Yep.
It's called Shut Up Weirdo.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Shut Up Weirdo. Where did you get that name?
I don't remember.
Who's the weirdo?
All of us, my friend.
Every
And why
last
are you telling
one.
Them to shut up?
We're not. Unless they're annoying weirdos. Then we tell them to shut up.
Oh. I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
But I would have never listened to your show had I not been incarcerated at Otisville Prison.
Do you know Scott?
Scott who?
We have a lot of friends in Otisville Correctional Facility.
Yeah, I just thought maybe you knew him. It's like when you meet someone from your old hometown and you're like, oh, do you know Mary? But I guess not.
Scott. I don't think I knew a Scott. I knew a guy named Dave. He was used to sell party drugs, and he told me about your show when I was locked up. He was a drug dealer.
Cool. How come so many people at Otisville Prison listen to our show?
You don't get many. Well, you get it comes in clear. I mean,
oh, is there
you
like
these cheap radios?
Got it. Cool. So, did you guys like love us or what?
Well, I liked you.
You didn't love us, though.
I loved you.
Okay, good.
Well, not in that, you know.
Yeah, I got it. Platonic way.
Yeah.
So you're out of jail now?
Yeah. I've been out for a few months.
So what are you doing with
freedom.
Your life?
Tasting freedom.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the life of the civilized.
So, like, what are you doing?
Well, I'm back in Connecticut.
Do you have a job? Do you have a job?
I'm a lawyer.
Oh, cool.
But I'm kind of suspended right now, so.
So, like, what do you do to eat dinner?
I usually eat cat food.
Okay, now you're messing with us.
I cook, you know.
Yeah, but, like, how do you support yourself?
Oh, well, I'm working for some friends of mine who are lawyers, so I'm sort of back in.
Do you have a girlfriend?
An ex-wife.
I had, like, a stalker, a girl who was stalking me.
But now that you're out of jail, are you having sex with, like, every girl you see?
Not really. I'm not, like, well, a lot of guys in jail, that's all they talk about.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I know.
But you're not into sex?
No, it's not that I'm not into it, I just don't. Talk. I think it's rather personal.
Oh, okay, cool. I respect that. I respect that. Okay, so what's up? Do you have a death metal band name?
I don't know what that means. What is a death metal? What is death? Death? Like I know heavy metal.
Okay, fine. Do you have a heavy metal band name?
Like that I can make up?
Yeah, that's the point of calling into the show, buddy.
I just wanted to just say hi and.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I haven't heard from I haven't heard you guys in a while, and I just wanted to tell you that I was listening to you in there.
That's sweet. Thank
that
you.
That is sweet. Thank you.
And yeah.
Well, we're happy you're out.
Yeah, I'm very happy, too.
You must be. Oof.
It wasn't easy.
Caged animal.
Tell you.
All right, what's your name?
Larry Noodles.
Oh, Larry Noodles. Why do I know that name?
I emailed you guys a few times.
Ah, you emailed me. You sent me to a website. Oh, I saw it. I saw that website. I looked at it, actually. I read it.
Oh.
Yeah. You had a blog, no?
Yeah.
I read it.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he had a blog about his experiences in jail.
Why did I see that?
Yeah, it was
cool.
I
still have it. I'm still going.
All right, Larry, it's good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you.
All right, well, have a good one. Thanks for calling.
Well, you didn't let me give the death metal.
You said you didn't have one.
You said you didn't have one.
Well, you could at least give me a chance to think of one.
All right.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, I could call you back.
Wait. Yeah, why don't you do that after you think of it? Because we can't wait here while you think of it, you know?
Yeah, I know. You guys... Busy.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Aw. 201-209-9368.
Cindy says it's an all-female band doing songs about their exes called Twisted Testies.
That's funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. I think the show is maybe not the right demographic for this topic tonight.
Interesting.
Thanks for your input.
I mean, not entirely. You'd think a guy who's in jail would have, like, a pretty good metal band name, but I don't know. Either way, I have a name. Also, did the first caller say disembowel or disemboweled or disembowelment?
I don't remember. Go back and listen to the archive.
All right. All three of those are already death metal bands, though.
So you were just asking?
So that you could throw it in his face?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, got it. Up.
Understood. At least he admitted it.
Most death metal bands sing about death, obviously. The title, like, gore and guts and violence and whatnot. So my band would take, like, lyrical nods from Bruce Springsteen, and our songs would be, like, working class anthems, like, lyrically, but then still be death metal musically.
Uh-huh.
And then the band would be called Jungle Land.
Wait, I don't understand the band name.
Jungle Land is a Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that. Well, no, then I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the name.
Yeah, sorry.
That makes sense now.
You should just start a band and do that.
I'm trying to start a band called Jungle Land, but everyone thinks it's a dumb name.
Well, wonder why.
I don't know.
That's weird. Anyway, you should still do it.
Well,
you know, you should just do all the things, right, Michelle?
Follow your dreams.
All right, have a good one.
Same to you.
Is it me or are we getting the weirdest callers tonight?
He is all right.
No, he wasn't.
I liked him.
They're all weird.
They're always weird.
Okay, extra weird tonight.
Different weird.
Yeah, like weird, weird.
A couple were weird, weird. I'm like...
Are you having chest pains?
Yeah.
Maybe you have gas from that beer that you're not drinking. Do you want me to, like, pat you on the back, like a baby?
No, but I just keep thinking I'm going to burp into the mic and it's going to be gross.
Who cares? Just do it. YOLO.
I care.
Whatever.
YOLO about burping into the mic?
Yeah.
YOLO's supposed to be about, like, jumping off
YOLO
a mountain.
YOLO can be about whatever you want it to be about. Like, I'm not going to wear shoes today. YOLO.
Okay. Did you YOLO this week, anything? Is that, I don't even know how you would say it. What did you YOLO this week?
I think I did
week?
The opposite of YOLO this
What's
week.
What's the opposite of YOLO?
I was more like a girly drama queen.
Like you only live once is YOLO?
Yeah, so.
What is it, like you own, what
I don't
would
know.
It be?
I don't know. It definitely was not cool this week.
You weren't YOLOing, you were...
No. I mean, today I was cool, but the rest of the week I wasn't cool.
I cried twice and ate 9 eggs.
I cried like 17 times yesterday.
Do you ever lay on your couch and take your pillow face down and yell the F word into it as loud as you possibly can?
No, I just scream at mice who almost touch my feet in my apartment. I don't really yell. I'm more of a crier.
I cry a lot, but sometimes I scream the F word into my pillow when HBO goes working.
Take a deep breath.
Game of Thrones, YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO.
There's not enough nudity in Game of Thrones this season.
Give it some time. Jeez,
it's
people
been
have no
four
patience.
Four episodes.
Three.
201-209-9368. Want to get some drinks after this?
No, I'm trying not to get loaded tonight.
Just some drinks, not drunk.
I'm not going to Brooklyn to get some drinks when I don't want to get loaded.
Okay.
I got stuff to do tomorrow.
So do I.
And I got mice to kill. I got big plans tonight, okay? Friday night, hot night at my house.
Hot murder night.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, sweet, sweet. I got a band name. It's called Dad Dong. Dad Dong. It
That's
was going to be
disgusting.
The other D word, but I wasn't sure if it was radio appropriate.
It's not.
It's not, and it's disgusting.
Oh, I mean, think about it like a
no,
different way.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Well.
All right, Mr. Dong. Have a good one. JK says your mouse dive bombing your feet is all YOLO.
Your mouse is YOLO.
He's totally YOLO. Oh, he's cute.
You're gonna kill him.
I know. If he didn't come
Don't
so close to
it.
Me, he'd be okay. I'd just leave him there. But he took it
Can't
too far.
Can't you just scare him?
He took it too far.
What if?
That's like if a dude hits you once. If a dude hits you twice.
That is not like that.
What is the saying? Fool me
once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, I let him come near my feet.
What if you find out you have a taste for murder?
Then I'll just become a mouse killer, and I'll put a little notice up in the basement in the laundry room that's like,
mouse killer
need,
for hire.
Yeah, like, need me to get rid of your mice for you? I'm an expert. Call Frangry. And I'll make a website where it's like
well,
me
Frangry
murder-
official.
Yeah, Frangry official. Where it's like me murdering mice. I'm cool with that. Like, if this is my calling, I accept
it
that.
It could be your new hobby.
Like, maybe I'm gonna be amazing at this.
We are looking for a new hobby for you. Right? It's, like, weird.
Ugh,
it's, like, gassy.
Maybe it's just not cold enough.
No, there's something, like, weird about it.
Ugh, bastards.
What?
Richard's. Band name?
Mm-hmm.
Frizzy-haired mice killers.
How did he know?
He's probably seen a photo of me. It's not that hard.
Your hair is not frizzy today. It's just humid.
Are you kidding? My hair is so frizzy.
Not always.
It's always frizzy.
I disagree.
I agree with myself.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Don't give me the finger.
Too late. Don't roll your eyes at me.
Too late.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Awesome. So, my friend Roman has a great band name.
Oh, are you calling for your friend?
Yeah, well,
is he
he's
with
driving,
you?
But he can't say it.
Oh, okay, fine.
I'm going to do him a favor. You know,
all right, what is it?
It is Full Metal Hatchet.
School Metal Hatchet?
Full Metal.
Oh,
Full Metal Hatchet.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Like the movie?
Yeah, yeah, like the movie.
Right.
My other friend, Matt, he's in the front seat, says, he wants Trump Tower. Here he is. Hello?
Hey, Matt, what's up?
Yes, Trump Tower. From a death metal band.
Trump Tower.
I have all have silky golden hair. And it would be the most terrifying death metal band that I think this world has ever seen.
Matt, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt.
What?
You are on my list. If at the end of the hour I choose you as my favorite caller, you win a free T-shirt.
Thank you so much.
No, okay.
You got to keep listening. You haven't won yet.
We will. Don't worry. We'll keep listening.
Okay, great.
All right, you're only getting one T-shirt. I'm not outfitting the whole car, okay?
All right. Well, we'll figure out how to split one shirt.
All right, you guys do that. Okay.
We'll start a list. We will rotate it through weeks.
Just play paper, rock, scissors.
Just keep it. You're the one who won.
Yeah, why are you sharing?
Yeah, that's true. I'll find it. I'll lock it up. I'll keep it safe.
All right.
Have
Sounds
a good one.
Good.
Thank you so much.
I didn't give it to you yet.
Do you think they, like, are giving each other noogies in the car and stuff?
They're like, yeah! Yeah, bro! Let's go pick up some chicks!
What's that thing called when you take your knuckle and you do that to someone?
I don't effing know. What do I look like, a bro?
Can I do it to you?
No, you can't do it to me.
Hurts like hell.
My boss gave me a noogie the other day in my office.
Did he do the noogie where he just went like this, or did he grab you around your head with his one arm and then noogie you? Like,
no, he didn't lock me in, and
that's complete disrespect.
No,
right
he
there.
Just came over and started noogieing me.
Did you get mad?
No, we do that stuff to each other all day.
Don't you ever noogie me. Ever.
Oh, well, now that I know you don't like it.
I don't want that.
There's a lot of things in this world I don't want. Somehow I'm getting all of them.
That's not true. Things can always be worse.
That's true. I used to work with this chick who used to go, things could be worse, Franny. You could be ugly.
You did tell me that recently.
But it made me feel better every time just because it was so stupid and funny. It works, actually.
It's a weird thing to say, to think.
She was just being funny.
I know, but you'd never say that to someone who actually was ugly.
Well, no, you wouldn't.
But that makes me upset. Look,
to them you say something like, things could be worse. You could have no personality.
You could be stupid.
Exactly. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I'm on the radio?
Yep, right now.
Cool. So I have an idea for a band name.
All right.
Yeah, it's Necroptosis.
Hmm?
Necroptosis.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to explain that, pal, or you just want to leave it there?
I could explain it. Okay. Actually, it's probably best I don't. It's the two different ways a cell can die. So it can die because it gets starved of nutrients, or it can die because it kills itself or gets killed by another cell.
I love you.
What do you? How do you spell it?
It's N-E-C-R-O, T as in Peter, P as in Thomas, O-S-I-S, Necroptosis.
What's your name?
Chris.
I like
You're the hottest guy that's ever called this show.
I like this nerd a lot.
Thank you.
You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt, hot nerd.
Oh, sweet. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
You too.
Science guy talking about cells dying. Why did that just turn me on? He was smart.
That just turned me on.
Yeah, me too.
Weird.
Well, I know what I'm doing later.
Wait, that's really funny because earlier today, we were in a meeting and my coworker was writing a list of the stuff she has to do and I wrote, go F yourself. And then like 3 minutes later, I took her pen and I crossed it out and I was like, I already did that one today. Well done, Michelle.
Thanks, pal.
201-209-9368. Rusty crotch is no more.
I don't like rusty crotch because it sounds like crusty crotch.
I mean, rusty is crusty. Yeah. Technically, most of the time. Mm. Yo, you're on the radio. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
I'm not going to do that.
Come on, do it. Do it, please.
What's up?
Yeah. See, it's
Lemon
fun.
Juice Bruce.
What?
This is Lemon Juice Bruce.
Hey, Lemon Juice Bruce.
Yeah, my death metal band name would be the Bunny Rabbits.
Bunny rabbits are really scary.
I know. I have, like, a lot of them.
Wait, what?
I have a lot of them.
You have bunny rabbits as pets?
Yeah.
Okay, you're weird.
Thank you.
That's like having a parrot or any kind of bird as a pet.
It really is.
I like
how many do you have?
Well, the town says I'm only allowed to have 10, so 10.
What town?
It's upstate.
They live outside, not inside, right?
Oh, no, they're inside.
In cages?
Yeah. No, you can't leave them all to, you know.
Because they'll procreate a lot.
Yeah, and then you can't control it, and it gets out of hand.
Do they have names?
Oh, yeah.
What are they? I want to hear all 10.
Every single
name. All 10, yes. Starting with your favorite.
Well, actually, I have more than 10, but... Only supposed to have
We're telling.
All right, here are the names. I'm in the rabbit room now. All right. We have Victoria. We have Shuggy. We have Olive. We have Red Dye Number 5. We have S'mores. We have Blueberry. We have Glacier. We have Goliath. We have... Who else is here?
Are they all girls? They're not all girls.
A lot of them are girls.
Keep going.
I just happened to go in the girl room.
There's a girl room?
He's lying.
No, I'm not.
Dude, you really think he just named off all those random names?
I'll take a picture.
Yeah, take a picture and send it to us.
Do you live alone?
How do I do that?
Besides the rabbits?
Yeah, our email is shutupweirdo. That's the name of the show.
Can I? I know, I've won a t-shirt once before.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then email us a photo.
I have a website, too.
Yeah, I'm not looking at your website. Will you just email me the photo?
Okay.
What's on the website?
It's like a blog about the bunnies.
Wait,
it's
do you have a bunny blog?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
It's minibuns.com.
Oh my god, you're a weirdo.
Check it out. It's awesome.
I feel like you just sent me to a porn site.
Come on.
It's not working, brah.
M-I-N-I-B-U-N-N-S.
Oh, N-N-S. Yeah, you should have told me that part.
Sorry.
Oh my god. You have bunny videos.
What's a Netherland dwarf bunny?
Well, let's find out, Michelle. Oh my god, they're so cute.
All right, enough.
Interview the rabbits.
They are cute. All right.
I like your logo.
Oh, thanks.
All right, weirdo.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
I painted my house the same color. Okay, bye.
Okay, this is so creepy. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to describe one thing. There's a photo of a bunny playing a piano, and I am not making that up.
He should take them on tour. Okay. 201-209-9368.
Chris says, no way am I going there on my work computer. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, sister?
Oh, not much. I have a band name.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Ear Death Experience.
That's good. Ear death, right? Not an ear.
Right, ear, like a pun.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up, pal?
Much, man. I got a name for you. I'm in a band called Dead Corpse. And,
genius.
We're playing on Tuesday.
No.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going? I have a band name.
What is it?
It's My Boy Drowned in Butter.
Ew.
Yuck.
Can you imagine drowning in butter?
My boy, or it could be my boy or your boy. Or our, no, how about our boy drowned in butter?
That's better.
Yeah. Feel pretty good about it.
Should take you through the next couple hours on a high.
Yeah, you know, butter can go inside you and, like...
Ew!
Well, butter can be everywhere.
Butter everywhere. Melted butter. Or, like, not melted.
If it's a little cold outside, then it's still kind of solid.
Like, parts of it are melted and
I don't want it to be hot.
Hot butter?
Hot.
That
yeah.
would hurt.
Yeah.
No, but So it's like chunks of butter?
Yeah, it could be chunks. It could be a little bit of liquid on the outside. It could be nice and firm on the inside.
That's how I like it.
So our boy drowned in butter.
All right, that's pretty good. It's a good visual.
Our boy drowned in butter.
Okay, yes. You are now on the list.
That's what I thought we were going to get tonight.
What's your name?
My name is Angelo Butterboy.
Okay, weirdo. Angelo Butterboy, you're on the list.
Sweet.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Butterboy.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Gumby from Bayonne.
Hey, Gumby.
Hey, Gumby.
Hey, Michelle, you just gave up the perfect name a few minutes ago.
What?
Hot Murder Night.
That's a pretty good one.
That's what I'm having tonight. Yeah.
No? Is it like meh?
No, we said yeah. It's good.
Cool. Okay, girls. See you later.
Bye,
all right, have a good one. Hi. Call us at 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hanging in.
All right, what's your band name?
Hip Replacement.
That's great. Have a good one.
He sounded sad.
I hate him. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, girls. It's Rooster in Aldapaw, Florida.
Hey, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott. Well, Scott says you want to know about a death metal band. Well, Scott has one. It's called Rough Sex, spelled S-E-C-T-S.
That's good. How about you, Rooster? Do you have one?
Oh, no. Susie and the Bluebells.
Did you hear we had another caller from Otisville?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Some guy named Larry Noodles.
But he says he doesn't know Scott.
Well, how about that?
Crazy, right?
Find out if Scott knows him.
Well?
Scott, if you know him, tell your dad. Okay, have a good one, Rooster. Bye, Scott.
Bye, Scott. Bye, Rooster.
Thanks, girls.
Hi, you're on the radio. Bunch of pansies.
Crazy, right? Find out if Scott
knows him. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, cool. All right.
Totes.
You guys want a name?
Yeah, pal.
I just came up with this afternoon. Organic growth.
Ew.
Yeah. I know.
Why is that so gross?
I don't know why.
I don't know.
Ew. Growth is just nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, growth is just, no.
Organic.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants a growth of any kind anywhere.
Well, somewhere.
Oh, down there?
Yeah.
Like a man
organ.
One?
Organic. Organ.
Okay,
organ.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. We get it.
Yeah, relax.
Thanks for calling. Good one.
I mean, how many times did you... Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I got one for you. Lucifer's Revenge.
Genius. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I wanted to congratulate you both. The show finally really lives up to its name.
Because...
And amazingly, the weirdos now are weirder than ever.
They're out. They are in full effect tonight,
I feel like
right?
Last time you called, you said the same thing a couple months ago.
And it's totally gone. Yeah, weirder, which is insane.
I don't know what it is. I think it's the summer coming.
Is that what it is?
I mean, I don't know.
Half the people, I would be afraid to live in the same, like, neighborhood towns that called in, I think, today.
Maybe they're just feeling more comfortable.
Well, that's good. Yeah, keep it going. I mean, it's good radio. Thanks. Gregory, I got a question for you. I just watched, did you guys see Deadpool?
Not yet.
Oh, my God. They say Gregory in it.
I know. Everyone's
told me. Oh, that's why
me.
You want to see it?
No, I heard it's funny.
Oh.
Well, it's a great movie. It's really funny.
Yeah, supposedly it's really funny.
They dropped the Frangry in there, so.
There's a point where one guy asked the other guy, what do you call it when you're, what is it? Frustrated and angry. And he says, I don't know, Frangry?
Yes,
I tweeted Ryan Reynolds to see if he would tweet me back.
Did he?
No. Loser. Maybe he's busy impregnating Blake Lively.
Again?
Yeah. Do you have a death metal band name?
No, I don't. I just wanted to call it.
All right. Good to hear from you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
We have about 8 minutes left.
God, that's a long time. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. Hey, Frangry. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
So I got a name from that other guy, but Crop Toptosis.
What?
And Crop Toptosis. The next, Michelle would play bass, Frangry would sing. Crop Toptosis.
No.
How come I don't get to sing?
Well, all right.
I played bass in my last band.
I sing in all of mine.
How many bands have you been in?
A lot.
How many is a lot?
Three.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to another school. Three?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Before you knew me? It doesn't matter, Michelle. That's in the past. All right, have a good one, pal. I really wish you would just trust me. I'm your friend. I could see you being in a band.
I was in a band.
With the hair.
They've played it on FMU before.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
No, you didn't.
I sang it Hoof and Mouth?
Yeah, you did. That's true.
That's with a band.
That's true.
Maybe I should join a band.
We're too old to be in bands.
I'm not too old for anything.
YOLO.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, the band name is Mime Asylum. Mime Asylum.
Mime Asylum.
Mime.
Got it. Yes, I understand. Yes.
They get done. By the way, bunnies are the greatest pets ever, if you get the right bunny.
Why?
Because they're amazing. They don't smell. You don't have to walk them. They give love. They're funny.
Why don't you get a bunny?
Are Are you crazy? I will never get laid again. Wait. But I don't need to.
But you're going
to
be a born-again virgin.
Maybe I should just get a bunch of pets.
A bunny and a dog.
And a mouse.
There we go. One happy family. That family you've always wanted.
Bunnies are a lot better than parrots. I promise you. I've been down both.
Yo, parrots are weird, man.
I don't know.
Anyone who has a bird is like a weirdo.
I agree.
I don't care if it's mean, Michelle. It's true. Truth hurts.
I know it does.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
I have a band name.
What is it?
The Decomposing People.
Genius. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, guys. I have a death metal band name, and it was inspired by Michelle.
What is it?
She said when you guys were talking about killing the mice in your apartment that you have a taste for murder. So the death metal band could be called Taste for Murder, and you could sing about food like demi-glace. What do you think?
Did you just say demi-glace?
Yeah. Or sauteed onions. I don't know. Anything. Cake.
I liked demi-glace. That was the most random thing to say.
Demi-glace.
Cake.
Love the show, guys.
All right, have a good one, pal.
We only have a couple minutes left. Who's on your list?
Matt with Trump Tower, Chris with Necroptools. N-E-C-R-O-P-T-O-S-I-S. Necrotosis? I'm assuming the P is silent?
Yeah.
And Angelo Butterboy with Our Boy Drowned in Butter, just because it was so bizarre.
Yeah, that one is weird. All right, two more calls. Three more calls.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio. Make it quick.
How are you guys doing today?
It doesn't matter. I said make it quick. It doesn't matter. Just tell us your band name.
Bloody Chinchilla.
Weird and gross.
I don't like that one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Kyle from New Hampton.
Hi, Kyle.
I'm originally
rich.
From.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Wait, you sound rich.
You sound rich.
What?
Are you rich?
Are you rich because you sound rich?
I'm super rich, yeah.
Yeah, you sound so rich.
Thank you, yeah.
Must be nice.
I get that a lot.
What's it like?
It's awesome.
Do you get a blowout every day?
Yeah.
Do you have a glam team?
Do you have a boat?
You totally, yeah, you nailed it right there.
What, you have a boat?
No, we have a canoe.
No, that doesn't count.
It counts.
Do you have, like, do you live on a lake?
No.
What kind of dog do you have?
I don't have a dog.
You don't have a dog?
No.
Rich people have dogs. Because they don't have to walk them, they just pay the help.
Wow, you really think I'm that?
That's you just sound
you
rich.
You sound rich. So Michelle and
well,
I both...
We're going to laugh at that.
We
yeah.
both immediately... I mouthed it to her, and she said, I was thinking the same thing. Right when we heard your voice.
I've been working on my rich.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. All right, what's your band name?
So I'm originally from Western New York, and we have that annoying, like, newscaster nasally accent.
Uh-huh.
So my band is going to be Deviated Septum.
Oh, my God, I love you.
Yeah, I like you, too.
I love
Thank you.
Thank
you. I love you guys, too.
Kyle, right?
Yeah.
Rich Kyle.
Rich Kyle. All right, Rich Kyle, thanks for
Please
calling.
Please call again. We love you.
I love you, too, guys.
All right,
Bye.
Have a good one. I want to go on Rich Kyle's canoe.
Me, too.
Just the three of us.
Yeah, I want to eat lobster.
We can drink rosé.
And eat lobster.
And champagne.
And caviar.
In her canoe.
With the servants.
Oh, my God, yes. But there won't be enough room in the canoe for the servants, so the servants have to swim.
They have to row.
They have to swim through the water.
I'm going to bathe in her clawfoot iron antique tub.
In milk.
Yes. With cucumbers
with rose petals.
On my eyes.
And rose petals.
Everywhere.
And only diptyque candles.
Diptyque, right?
Whatever. Just know they're like $70.
Who wins?
Obviously, it's Chris.
With
Necroptosis.
Hey, Chris.
Only because I want his address.
Smart, cute Chris.
Hey, Chris. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. You okay, Michelle?
Yeah, I don't know. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo.
Oh, we should say we're not here next week.
Okay, say it.
We're not here next week. We're playing a rerun.
But we'll be back next week with another hit show.
The following week.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9, and online at, oops, at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Goodbye.
It's going to be awesome.
I know. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm on the West Side Highway driving back. I just go off the road, but I love your show every Friday night. I have no story to tell you.
Robin says, thanks for narrating the music, Frangry. 201-209-9368. Oh, he's speeding it up.
Try again.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh. Rocco, my boy, you know? No, Rocco.
That's a good one.
Yeah, bro, if I was lit, I was like, because Dubai people were all up in my grill and my boy Rocco got out and knocked them out cold, man.
I like that one. That one's really funny, actually.
Why are you laughing so hard? That was so funny. You just kept doing it.
Why are you laughing at me?
Aww.
Oh, wow.
Did I buy anything else? I buy like billions of strippers, man.
What? Jesus, whoa, my goodness.
Dark.
Hold it together, my
ouch
friend.
What are you talking about, freaky woman?
God, I'm like grabbing my crotch right
yeah
now.
About freaky woman?
Freaky woman? Freaky woman?
Standing like a monitor, lizard on the monitors, tone takes my moniker. One day I quit rapping, start playing harmonica. They call me the wanderer. No, they do not. I'm a neighborhood guy. When I'm out walking the dog, all the neighbors say hi. When I was a little kid, I used to go to Nellie Bly and ride the spaceship ride and feel like I was flying. I thought that I was steering, didn't know the steering wheel was strictly for appearance. I should have known then. When I was 9, I couldn't wait to be 10. When I was 11, bought my first pack of smokes. Got myself a little reputation as a jokester. Started taking tokes and got some blacklight posters. My folks would come home and say you hi again. Alright then, so now I'm out with my friends. Some were good kids, some were robbing rims. But yo, I wish they made them like Sophia Loren. Now the names are Lauren, now the names are boring. Why don't they make them like Sophia Loren? Now these girls is boring, little self-absorbed then. I wish they made them like Sophia Loren. Now these girls are Lauren, now these girls are boring. I wish they made them like Sophia Loren.
Waste like a Coke bottle scoring.
I used to have a crush on Punky Brewster, Alyssa Milano, Marissa Tomei. Still to this day, Marissa Tomei. Marissa Tomei, still to this day. Ayy, sometimes I daydream in the evening. Sometimes I get to J Street just as the train is leaving. Which is kinda inconvenient, but I guess it beats receiving a letter of bereavement. Sometimes life could be defeating, like when my spring cleaning takes over 6 seasons. Damn, success could be so fleeting.
He's had brushes with success, but it always seemed to leave him.
Man, I was this close. The champagne was on ice, I was ready for the toast. I ain't even get a sip. The rejection came swift, hit me like a ton of bricks. Or a ton of sticks, or I guess a ton of anything. But if I had to pick a ton of something to get hit with, I probably most prefer to be hit with a ton of this. Like, you know, if I gotta pick something to get hit with, like a ton of something, just by actual tonnage, you know, that's how I wanna go. Let's.
Don't buy food made by a bunch of juches. Come down to Brancaccio's at 3011 Fort Hamilton Parkway, Brooklyn, for the finest in Italian foods. And tell them Tone Tank sent you.
February's much different from the past year. That was the worst time, the opposite of cashmere. And you know when life kicks you all in your ass rear, when you down to your last blunt while you down in your last beer. Catching your close friends and every lie had you wiping your hands clean till they were sanitary dry. Then you notice the snow was standing very high, 'cause yesterday it fell from out the January sky. Now it's February and the world feels a lot colder. You and your girl parted ways so you cannot hold her. She said she wanted to get married back in October. Probably why in the month of May is when you got sober. But in February you felt the teardrop slide down your face when your faith began to lopside. This around the same time my nigga Pops died. Dress, shoes, suit, the tie up at the top's tight. Look at all the drama it brung. This time of year when I was young, snowflakes was on my tongue. We played freeze tag, I had a snowball fight. To the curb on the street light would grow all bright. Couldn't ride our bicycles, slippery sidewalks, icicles. Cold as a deli sandwich with the sliced pickles. That's when advice trickles down from generation, like counting all your friends on one hand. Or if you don't stand for anything, you fall for everything. Because you wasn't smart, it plays a part in why your heart holds a heavy sting. Oh, February, February, you took a friend from me who wasn't just some celeb you buried. He inspired us all musically. You came around and changed things. I wanted how it used to be. Used to be, used to be, used to be.
Yo, I was riding my bike down the bike path going the wrong way. But who's to say what the wrong way is? Unless they're not minding their business. So along comes this chick, like you're going the wrong way, mister. In the break, she thought she was an authority figure. Even though she was a bitch, I still killed her with kindness. Like, thank you, miss. Despite the fact she sounded like this. I love my fans, but sometimes...